The dollar takes a hit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. In just a couple days, the dollar's dropped 5% versus the euro. It's fallen 3% versus the yen. The dollar is getting hit because of the new plan the Federal Reserve announced earlier this week. The Fed's buying up treasuries and other securities. The idea is to inject another $1 trillion into the economy. In effect, the Fed's creating money out of thin air. The fear is too many dollars out there will erode the greenback's value further. The dollar's biggest foreign investor is China, and critics there are taking the Fed to task. Marketplace's Scott Tong has more from Shanghai.
China's influential Southern Metropolitan Daily ran an editorial today dripping with sarcasm. Americans have run out of market principles, it read. All it has left is the roar of banknote printing machines. It compared the dollar's creditworthiness to Cambodia's currency. Chinese economist Zha Xiaogang.
I think it's natural for other countries would feel nervous about the prospect of the U.S. dollar.
China has about $1 trillion in U.S. Treasury and agency bonds. The Chinese body holding them is known by the acronym SAFE, which doesn't feel so safe given its latest actions.
The SAFE have bought more short-term U.S. Treasury bills rather than long-term U.S. Treasury bonds.
That, he says, means Beijing is losing faith in the dollar long-term. Asian traders concur. The greenback fell today in Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, and here in China. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
When the dollar drops, oil prices usually go up. That's because oil contracts are used a lot as a hedge against the dollar. Oil's still trading above $51 a barrel this morning, though it has come down a bit from yesterday. Remember, last month, oil was around $35 a barrel. Shares in Europe have turned around in the last hour. The arrows are now pointing up. It was a down day for markets in Asia. Futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 86 points, just a little more than a percent yesterday, to 74.01. The words super and taxes don't usually go together, but the marketing people at the IRS are sticking to it. Tomorrow is Super Saturday, the day the agency opens its doors around the country to help people file before the April 15th deadline. Amanda Aronchik has this look at how the IRS is changing its tone this year.
Last year at this time, the IRS was helping people get the Bush administration's tax rebates. This year, the agency has a different concern. Here's a recent radio ad.
First, no matter what, make sure you file a tax return.
Even if you can't afford it. Susan Carroll is the IRS executive in charge of Super Saturday.
We're seeing people in distress. So we have gone through various scenarios with our employees. We've given them special training, sensitivity training, I'll call it.
She says IRS employees know it's been a difficult year for many. So they now have more authority. They can work out payment plans, accommodate skipped payments, and speed up refunds.
During these tough economic times, we do have some ability to work with the individuals to make sure that we work out a plan that they can meet and that will help them get their taxes paid off.
The additional flexibility is the real change this year. Carol says if you're looking for the stimulus bill tax relief, you'll have to wait for Super Saturday 2010. I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
After Super Saturday, we have World Water Day. You can celebrate that on Sunday. There's a lot of talk right now about conserving water as many parts of the world are dealing with serious droughts. With that, there's a new eco term out there, water footprints. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Caitlin Carroll has that.
Companies used to talk about carbon footprints. You know, measuring how much carbon is emitted when products are made. But as rainfall slows and the earth heats up, companies have started worrying about water, too. That's where water footprints come in.
You can't manage what you don't measure. And that's the fundamental logic here for getting people focused on their water footprints.
Dan Esty is director of Yale Center for Business and the Environment. He says companies like Coke, Intel, and SAB Miller see water as a risky commodity, especially as states and cities struggle with how to price it.
In the United States, we increasingly do have a price for water, and therefore companies are taking it seriously, especially in the drier parts of the country.
A recent study found more than 100 companies lost millions of dollars when crops died and manufacturing plants closed due to drought. So now companies are using rainwater recycling systems and irrigating fields of cotton, barley, and sugarcane with less water, and gaining some customer goodwill at the same time.
Hey, we're in the Levi's store, and here we have the straight legs, we have bootcut jeans.
At Levi's flagship store in San Francisco, Levi's rep E.J. Bernacki wades through piles of jeans. The company recently took the water footprint of one pair.
Here's the medium stonewashed 501, and this is the jean that we did the life cycle assessment on.
Levi's found that the jeans gulped up more than 900 gallons of water, from the cotton stage all the way to when the customer is done with the pair. About half the water came from cotton farming, and 45% was used by consumers, basically lost to the laundry cycle. Since then, the company's cut its own water use by 30% in the last year, using different finishing techniques on the fabric and recycling old denim into new jeans. And now it's turned the public's push for better practices on them.
Wash only when it's absolutely necessary. It's better for the environment, and it's also much better for the jeans.
Levi's is telling customers that washing is wasting. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
The White House will need some water for its new garden. First Lady Michelle Obama will break ground today for a garden on the South Lawn. It's a dream come true for food guru Alice Waters. She pitched the idea. The garden will provide produce for the White House kitchen. Hope you have some good food this weekend. Enjoy your Friday in Los Angeles. I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.